Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. it's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll,
Latin scorchers, scratchy 78s,
deep gospel, delta blues,
heavyweight dub, psychedelic nuggets, and a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
Get out of my way.
Well, I'm glad that popped into my head this morning, because I was sure that would have been played, as Joel was.
He's just messaged us saying he's...
Never been played in the 4 Chord Classic Club before. There Biss. And that will be 30 years old next year.
Oh, God.
And they were the first unsigned band to appear on Top of the Pops.
They were,
March,
yes.
1996.
Yes.
And they're still very much a thing. They've had periods of hiatus, but they've been active since 2009. Last released an album in 2022. Played some tracks from that, I think. Systems Music for Home Defence. But yeah, Candy Pop. From 1996, this week's 4 o'clock classic. Before the break, you heard My Ugly Clementine. And I don't have a chance to give you much information about it. I'm not sure I'm going to give you anything now either. It's a new single out from them. That's too many words on that page,
there
isn't
is, there? There's a
I should
lot
have read that during
information.
The break. Let's hope there's an album to come. But anyway, I was crediting you with bringing them to my attention. But it
we think
Pete
it
Mellor.
Was Pete, yeah.
Pete Mellor on the infamous 10th of June.
The infamous 10th
2023
of June,
show.
Where we played Stacey's mom and talked about sex parties.
Yes. Breakdown folklore. Stunt down history.
Yes.
Right, we've not lined up anything to play next. John, what do you want to play?
Ooh, would you like a new artist?
Always, yes.
Mute Swan, if you can find them.
I can find them.
Second top, I think.
There
it's
we go.
It's quite a long one, isn't it? But they are a trio from Arizona, and as the title of the song would suggest, they are big fans of the Cocteau Twins, because it's called Cocteau Swan. And this features fellow Arizonians, Citrus Cloud, and they... openly say it's a big homage to the Cocteau Twins. This is a Mute Swan.
Mute Swan. The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
A double on The Breakdown, and as I was saying those words, I realised I've not got anything about Gearwolf. So before that, it was. Come on,
I can't remember. Hang on, I've got my list here.
You've got your list there. Stuff. It was the big. Oh, the Cocteau Twins sound.
It was, yes. Yeah, Mute Swan featuring Citrus Clouds, Cocteau Swan, and that was followed by Gearwolf. Never stop looking at me.
Never stop googling.
Never stop googling Gearwolf.
So professional. It's really. We've played them quite a few times before on the show, and that is, well, I mean, it's a new song from them. That's all you need to know, really, isn't it?
Yes, really.
Because I found nothing from searching for the title of the song and the artist. That's what Joel would have done, and, yeah. You know, what are you going to do? We're going to do a double of songs from albums that came out yesterday now. Anna of the North, we've both brought a track from that. I've pulled rank and I'm playing mine. And it's going to be followed by something from Alison Wonderland, which is a fantastic name.
It's
we played
a good name.
On The Breakdown before. Album called Ghost World came out yesterday. This track features, how do you say that? Nina Giraci. We played them as well.
Possibly.
We definitely have. Not well prepared for this link. Anna of the North album is called Girl in a Bottle, and you've got loads of facts about Anna of the North.
I've got loads and loads of facts. It's Anna, oh, here we go, Lutterud?
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me.
For me, Scandi accent. Yesterday saw the release of her fourth album, Girl in a Bottle, which followed 2022's Crazy Life, and is it's very Scandi pop.
It is.
I think we'll award it 9 Interpols out of 9.
For Scandi Pop in general, or for Anna of the North?
For Anna of the North.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and that's
ticks honest, all my boxes. All I've got. Yeah. This is called Since You.
Hi, this is Vanity Fairy, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
I never knew.
The new album from Alice in Wonderland, Ghost World, came out yesterday. That is Heaven, featuring Nina Geraci. And before that, Anna of the North, Since You, from the album Girl in a Bottle. Do you know what time it is now, John?
It's Treble 7 time.
No.
Oh.
It's Christmas time.
It is Christmas
time. It's time to get festive. Festive double. We will have a track from King Husky after this one from me, which I have lost. There it is. Fight Milk. Fight Milk, long-term friends of The Breakdown, have teamed up with Sox, who is from Tugboat Captain. They've also been played numerous times on the show. They have made the saddest Christmas banger of all time. Which is a bold statement, but I think it holds up. I think it holds up. This is We Only Kiss at Christmas. You can tell me about King Husky after we've heard that, the other side of these two tracks.
Okay.
Tonight's the coldest that it's been since we both failed dry January. We take two sets of keys and head on out. If I signed up for karaoke, you'd pretend you didn't know me. So we just order pints and settle down. And I think if it were Christmas every day, I'd get these old traditions out of the way. I just wish you would notice when the snow begins to fall, 'cause we only kiss at Christmas after all.
My ho-ho-ho's bereft of joy. There's only so much jolly I can stand. I've never kept a resolution. There seems to be no good solution. But through the Christmas special, we'll hold hands. And I think if it were Christmas every day, I'd get these old traditions out of the way. I just wish you would notice when the snow begins to fall, 'cause we only kiss at Christmas after all. Take these silent nights.
Well, mistletoe's a parasite.
I can't stand here alone.
And neither of us notice when the snow begins to fall, 'cause we only kiss at Christmas after all.
This is Amber from OK Button, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
They've closed off all the roads here. Blizzard and a biting cold. I'm just glad that it's not raining, and it's quiet in our home. The Christmas lights are broken.
might just be the batteries are dead. And your eyes, they have spoken. And the kids have gone to bed.
Like that,
it's good, isn't it?
Yeah,
that was King Husky. I think it's Husky. It's got a little umlaut. The U,
just a little one,
a little one. King Husky is Norwegian musician Vidar Lander, who usually plays guitar.
It's like a really metal band, isn't it?
He plays guitar for death metal band Kevlatak, but his solo work is a lot more radio friendly. And as you pointed out, that's very Sufjan Christmas like. And that was his standalone Christmas single, December 95.
Fight Milk before that, teaming up with Socks from Tugboat Captain and We Only Kiss at Christmas. It's time for my treble seven, and we're only 30 seconds late. So yeah. I'm putting that down as a...
That's a win.
It's a win.
Yeah.
It's a win. Right, going to kick it off with something else that's kind of festive. It's from a festive album that Swansea Sound released yesterday. All Is Calm is the name of the album. 8 tracks on it. Mini album, full album, you decide. Anyway, it comes with a hand-stamped card. It comes with balloons, a paper hat, that's also hand-stamped, and a carol service lyric sheet. One of the songs they released last year, I think, I Want to Wear a Mirrored Hat Like Slade, that is on there. This is the first track, though.
I remember that song, yeah.
And it's 1 minute 26. It's about the perils of ordering things online. It's called Not My Order.
Online packet slip, hello's the container ship, brings the gift to our shores. Gets transferred to a cardboard box, fan pulls up at my door. No, 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 that's not my order. And now I see
did an online purchase. No, 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 that's not my order. No, 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 that's not my order.
The Breakdown. Treble 7.
I always forget that Treble Sevens only last, well, less than 7 minutes. That, yeah. And that was exactly 6:59, so it was long, nearly the longest possible it could have been. Still wasn't ready for the ending. That was Dog Chocolate, a band who've been away for 7 years and are now back. They've been a band for 13 years, a long period of hiatus, but they were back with a new album out on the 27th of February. So inspired, so done in. Out on Upset the Rhythm Records. Yeah, that was called Employee. In the middle of that was Dark Green, a track from Midori Jaeger, another new artist. And that is from an EP that's coming out on March the 9th called Unplanted, but Un is in brackets. That's the first of two thematically linked EPs that explore ideas of interconnectedness. Yeah. We kicked it off with Swansea Sound from their Christmas album, All Is Calm. You heard Not My Order. That is it. Treble Seven done. You are going to give me not quite your longest song, but one
almost.
Of the, almost.
Do you want to reach for the bell?
Yes, I do.
Right.
Which one?
It's the pre-release Hat-Trick bell.
That one.
That's the one. The new album from Chicago indie rockers Rat Boys, Singing to an Empty Chair, is out on 6th of February. This is the third song to be taken from it that we've played. So you know what that means. There we go. Lead singer Julia Steiner describes it as referencing the sonics of the war on drugs.
Woo! Woo, indeed.
And the desert landscapes of Thelma and Louise. So please do not drive off a cliff if you're listening to this in a car. Spoilers for the end of Thelma and Louise.
Oh, John.
Sorry. I've got it's nearly 40 years old.
Nearly. God, is it? I've got a feeling I rang the wrong bell there.
Ooh.
Joel would know better than me, so just in case.
Right. I think that's the
pre-release hat trick, yes. What's right? That one. That bell.
Indeed. It's on your rice as well.
You didn't tell me I'd read a quiet intro. We could have talked over this. Been all professional.
It is very war on drugs as well.
Oh, God, it is. Yeah. Better improve. I'm joking.
Down the laundry line of stars that won't collide.
Well worthy of its 5 minutes, 15 seconds, I would say. Yes, Rat Boys and What's Right from the forthcoming album.
Singing to an Empty Chair, which is out on 6th of February.
Thank you very much. Now, another new artist for the show, a band, four-piece band from New York called Local Weatherman. They're releasing an EP called Right One that they recorded at a studio called The Metal Shop in Philadelphia. I think this EP's out quite early in the new year, 16th of January, I think I read. Yes, 16th of January. This single came out yesterday. It's called Weighing, and we'll follow it from the second track from this week's Album of the Week by Melody's Echo Chamber.
Say
The Breakdown, Album of the Week.
Rounding off this week's Album of the Week from Melody's Echo Chamber. Album is called Unclouded, and that was How to Leave Misery Behind. Do you have anything more to say about it?
I do not, no. I mean,
we've got time to fill, John.
Oh, no, we haven't. We're fine. We talked about it in the first hour, didn't we?
We gave you enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Two tracks to fit in before we hand over to Reggae Time, assuming they're here, not here yet. First up, it's going to be a track from King Hannah. They have covered, another cover on the show this week, a Gillian Welsh track, Look at Miss Ohio. And, well, yeah, we'll come back after this, and we've got time for one more, and it'll be another new artist for the show, won't it?
Look at Miss Ohio, she's running around with her head top down. She says, I want to do right, but not right now. Gonna drive to Atlanta, live out this fantasy, running around with her head top down. Yeah, I wanna do right, but not right now. Had you regimental soldier, Mama keeps pushing that away. She says, you wanna do right, but no, try now. Hold me a mile. Would you look at me so high? She's running around with her head top down. She says, I wanna do right, but not right now. you look at me so high? She's running around with her head tied down. She says, I want a new life, but not right now. Oh, I want a new life, but not right now.
That's the Liverpudlian duo. You could tell by the...
You could tell it was so Scouse. Yeah.
King Hannah. And that is the B-side to their current single, This Hotel Room. Yes, just a standalone single from them. Well, as a two-track. Old school.
Yeah.
Yes. One more to go on this week's show, and over to you to give me all you know about VV Lightbody.
VV Lightbody, a new artist for The Breakdown, otherwise known as Vivi McConnell, who's from Chicago. She describes her own music rather delightfully as nap rock.
Nap rock.
Nap rock.
Okay.
So I presume it's rock to have a nap to, I think. It's been around for quite a while, actually, but her own website describes her as Cat Le Bon in a cornfield.
Cat Le Bon.
Yeah, Cat Le Bon in the cornfield. I knew that. And collaborated in the past with the likes of Cassandra Jenkins and Whitney, and she was part of Harry Styles' live band as well.
On his was she really?
Album. She was. So, yeah, this is a track she released this week called Best Problem.
And... this is the last thing for The Breakdown this week. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Efforts this year. Me and Joel will be back next week.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Too soon.
It is too soon.
You want something casual, something easy and free, something easy and free. Well, I want you to get what you want, but you know that's not up to me. Is it not the best problem to have? Everyone wants to be with you. 360 around the room, everyone wants to be with you. At the bar, I see your exes talking. Looks like they're hitting it off. Must be nice, but you know that your rejection be worth.